Go. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How are y'all doing? It's been a while.
It has been a really long time.
Oh, and there's an airplane going right over my apartment. Yep, but oh well. We'll deal with
it. More things to make this harder on us.
Yeah.
It already has been.
Yeah, so I feel like we need to explain ourselves a little bit, mostly me,
yeah.
Because since I'm the technical side of the things,
okay, things happened. I'll step back and let you take this one.
Yeah, so we recorded an episode, like usual.
Funny episode, might I add.
Yes.
It was really good.
Yes. And it was going all well, and I was going to edit it and everything. Granted, keep in mind that I'm moving and I'm producing things and I'm doing a lot of other things, so I will admit that when I went to edit it, it was a little bit later than what it should have been, but not too much, not this late. However, when I looked at the audio file, something had saved weird or something, I don't know, because I closed the program and had saved it and had reopened it, and it just sounded like a bunch of clicks. So it sounds, yeah. So it was like as if Mr. D turned us into dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Oh,
that
okay,
was the
yeah.
joke, by the way. I told Hannah I have a joke. That was the joke.
That was the joke.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good joke.
Thank you.
I like it. It's okay. The episode we recorded, our communication platform, or our iris message, as we were calling it, kept like cutting out.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom walked in. A lot of funny things happened, but it was also, kind of a messy episode anyway.
Yeah. Well, also, I will admit, when I opened up the file, and I'm like, we're going to have to re-record, a very small part of me was like, yes, because then I didn't have to edit out all of the times it went out.
No, but it was funny, because then you got me, singing, because I thought my audio had, completely cut out, so I was alone, and I was, singing to myself, but really, it was, recording.
Yep. It was... It was interesting.
The world's been deprived of that. I'm glad that didn't get out to the world.
So, yeah, we have a very special episode for you then.
Special in that we are going to give you a lot of content.
So instead of doing two chapters, we're going to do four chapters.
Yep.
This is going to be a little bit of a longer episode, but you know what? It's been a while. We have the memory space. We're going to do it.
The memory space in my brain, or on your computer?
On my computer.
Space in my brain. I'm like Dory.
I meant on my computer, but hopefully in our brains as well.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully your memory space in your brain has blocked out the joke I told you 3 weeks ago.
Honestly?
Even though I know it hasn't.
No, actually, honestly, it has.
Can you just, if it has... not, could you just use your future acting degree to pretend to find my joke funny?
I thought you were just gonna stop at future acting as if I haven't done any in the past.
You've never acted before. I don't know who I spent a whole month in rehearsals with, but it wasn't you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me.
Yeah, so here's my joke. So I'm kind of going off of Dear Hank and John, and I like how they're starting with jokes now.
Yeah.
So, I have a joke for you, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
So why were Percy's grades not very good at school?
I just remembered the joke.
They were below sea level!
As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the joke. But I like the joke.
It's really funny every time. I snorted the first time I heard it.
Very nice.
Yep.
So, Hannah, what do we have for two episodes worth of news?
So, last time, the news, the news that's not relevant anymore.
No.
It's old news. So I'm just gonna go over, a couple things. There was that whole Broadway World, Fan Choice Awards, and I'm pretty sure... that the Lightning Thief won Best Touring Show.
I'm pretty sure it did.
I think we can say it at this point, because last time it was It had 19% compared to Dear Evan Hansen's 12%, and then everyone else is in like the 5% range.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So good job to everyone who voted. We did it. I talked about how I'm not on social media. So.
Oh yeah.
I'm taking like a break this summer. The only times I'm really on Twitter is right before, like we release a podcast or when we're recording, so I can catch up on news. Other than that, I'm just like kind of trying to take the summer off. Two online classes. I'm working 3 jobs. I really just don't have time.
Oh no, Hannah.
What?
So I hate to interrupt you. So as you were talking, I looked up best touring production live voting statistics. Is it hasn't come out yet.
What? You're kidding.
Yeah. So, current standings. Dear Evan Hansen is at 17%. The Lightning Thief is at 16%.
What?
Yeah.
No! Okay, everyone, I lied. You're not doing a good job. You need to go out and do better.
Yeah. Especially as someone who... I need to vote as well, because I work for Broadway World. it's a subtle plug there. I need to vote, I will admit. Voting will continue until June 3rd.
Oh my gosh, that's like 4 days.
Yeah, and so... you need to do this, people. Make Lightning Thief win.
Do the thing.
Do the thing. We're only 1% away.
I'll retweet the link on the Twitter page. In the tweet.
Gotcha.
Okay, so other than that, Tyrant's Tomb, the next book in the Trials of Apollo series, comes out on September 24th of the year 2019, so coming up pretty soon. Rick Riordan announced he's going on tour for that. Of course, he is not going anywhere near Brayden and I. The closest stop is 6 hours away, and it's on a Monday when we have class.
Yeah. But have we talked about going to see him? Of course.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd have... So my reaction... And, like, my general mood after reading The Burning Maze was not good. Like, I don't know if it'd be safe for me to be around him.
But we should... But we could go in our t-shirts.
But I don't know if I'd have nice things to say depending on what happened. And if you don't have anything nice to say, then you shouldn't say anything at all. That's
true,
like the rule.
But I have a question for him after reading the newest chapters in this episode. I have a question for him.
Okay, but... Have you read Trials of Apollo, though?
No, I have not. I have not read any of that series. I need to read that series.
You need to suffer like I have suffered.
I know, I need to read my dad. I need to read my dad's books. But I just need to get better at reading. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So that book comes out. Speaking of other tour news, Lightning Thief is now going to Boston.
Boston.
So if you live near Rick Riordan... he might be there. He probably will. It's coming to Boston, where he lives.
He lives in Boston?
Yeah.
We're also going to Boston.
Okay. I just bought my plane ticket to see it in Florida.
I'm surprised that it wasn't going to Boston before, though, since he lives there.
No, yeah. They're adding more. I mean, they added the Minnesota show kind of late.
Yep. Which I'm seeing.
I think it's just as venues open up and as it gains more popularity.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought my ticket to see it in Florida, so that's some other news. I'm really excited. So I'll be in Florida, and I'm going to spend a whole week there, spend some time with family, and then go see my friend. My friend who I'm seeing it with, she got the ticket for me as a birthday gift. She's flying back from Greece the day before. From Greece to go see this show with me.
I wonder, have you asked her, like, is she gonna bring some back some Greek like trinkets for the cast?
Oh, probably. Maybe not for the cast. But yeah, so she is catching a red eye. She'll be in California for like a day in between. I hope she doesn't mind me sharing her flight details. And then she's catching a red eye so that she'll be there the morning of the show.
Wow.
And then we're seeing it that night. She's gonna be so tired.
That is dedication.
It really is, but like, these books are what made us really, really good friends.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we grew up together, but other than that, like, these books, like, we talk about them all the time. we actually had our own podcast where we talked about fandom.
She was the co-host before me.
It's terrible. But it's really, really funny because we were like 10. Not to lie, I was a freshman in high school.
I was going to say, you've told me other details that have said another age.
14. So it's ultimate cringe. But yeah, I was talking about Boston. Let me double check, see if we have any other news. Have we talked about our amazing fan art that we got? I don't know if we talked about it on the last episode. I know we talked about it on the Lost episode.
Yeah.
But did we talk about
fan
art on episode 4?
I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't hurt to give. So this lovely artist, username on Twitter is Alish Loosh. Or Aqua, as they go by, and they made us some really, really, really cool fan art, and it made our day, and I cried.
Yes, me too.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Also, I should mention, so on Instagram, we got sent another piece of fan art. It wasn't...
What?
Yeah, so it's not fan art of us, but it's fan art of Percy and Annabeth, and I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh!
And I messaged them back, and we had a cool conversation.
Okay. I'm off of Instagram. So I'm not hip with the kids anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but so it's Percy Jackson and Annabeth Chase. So they're wearing their Camp Half-Blood shirts. It looks super cool. It's Maywin, I believe, is how you pronounce her name. She's at maywin.h on Instagram, and she just sent us a message that said she found our podcast and thought it was really cool and sent us some fan art. And so I'm going to see if I can send this fan art out on our Instagram and like share it with this episode.
I would really, really love to see it. So I can't wait for this call to end so I can see it.
All right.
Not like I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Sure.
I'm really anxious.
Sure. Yeah, you really don't want to talk to me. You're mad about the Lost episode.
My mom's mad that her debut is no more.
Well, tell her to interrupt you again in this episode.
No. Some more things. There's a big debate going on right now. Would you please tell me how you pronounce the ship name for Percy and Annabeth?
Persebeth.
Thank you. There is a vast majority of people who think it is Perkabeth. And this is
It's not Perky!
No, I know. If you think about his full name. What's his full name?
Perseus.
Yeah.
It's not Perkius.
No!
I'm sorry, if you are listening to this podcast and you think it's Perkabeth, you are wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. We love you, but you're wrong.
You know how Thanos, you know, snapped away half the population?
Yeah.
All those people who left pronounced it Perkabeth, so that's the 50% he got rid of.
So they're not even listening anymore because they're dust. Okay, gotcha.
If that were to happen again.
I don't know, I haven't seen Endgame. Does it happen again?
I'm not gonna tell you.
I haven't seen. I spent my movie money for the month on to see Detective Pikachu.
Life update. I work at a movie theater now, and I see movies for free.
Huh, must be nice.
I've seen Aladdin twice.
Oh, how is that?
He's really hot.
Jafar or Aladdin? Because I prefer the guy that plays Jafar.
It's a really beautiful movie. It's so unique from the old one, like it gives it its own twist, and it's really great.
Doesn't like I've seen in the trailers, and like doesn't Iago grow giant and like chase them?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just picturing Gilbert Gottfried's voice coming out of that parrot and chasing them down, and it's making me laugh a little bit.
Yeah. It's a really, really great movie.
Okay.
So this whole conversation stemmed from the fact that if you pronounce it with a hard, like, K sound, like, I know C can sometimes make a K sound.
Yeah.
But this is not one of those instances. I get that, like, grammar-wise, if you look at it from a grammar perspective, and you didn't know, like, that his name was Percy, then maybe you would say it like that. But you all know that's how you pronounce his name. So I need you to stop.
Yeah. Stop myth the dirty fan fiction of Annabeth and Luke and stop pronouncing it Perkabeth.
That was something we talked in depth about in the last one.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I ever talked about the Smart Girls album that came out. It's beautiful. I wrote down that it slaps because I believe that's what the kids are saying.
I think so.
It's really, really great. I have a video of me crying to it.
Oh. So. Just a casual cry.
It has the song Take the Weight on there, which is, like, I remember when I discovered that song, I cried for, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of my favorites. And my last piece of news is Rick Riordan posted a blog post about what he did on his spring break, and I regret to inform everyone that he saw Hadestown. And while he already knew the myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, seeing Hadestown kind of makes it more tragic, and we know how this man loves a tragedy,
mm-hmm.
So I think we shall be worried.
Oh, no.
He also, like, went on this trip to Rome, I believe. It okay. looked awesome, but in bad news, he saw Hadestown, and I think we should all be scared.
Wait, why is that bad news?
He posted, like, right after he wrote the thing about Hadestown, he wrote that he is now writing the fifth Trials of Apollo book, and he said, I know you're all anxious to see who I kill next, and I was like, oh no. Oh no, no, no.
Oh no.
Oh no. See, this is why I don't think I should go to that tour. I think I'm gonna, like, cry just the whole time. Like, why do you hate us?
Uncle Rick, why?
I love you, but you ruined my life.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we should all be scared.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
Wait, are there four Trials of Apollo books? Or
the fourth one is coming out on September 24th.
God, I am so behind. I haven't even started the first. I have
the first one is very sweet. It features a lot of Percy. Not okay. a lot, but, like, a healthy, you know, amount. You'll really love the ending. And then the second book, if you really loved the ending of the first one, you're gonna love this one. The third book will ruin you.
Great. I need to be ruined.
Oh.
I just need my heart ripped out.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. On that note...
Yeah.
Shall we get into our chapters?
We shall.
Alrighty, so I believe you have the first one.
I do. Second.
Alright.
So that chapter is chapter 8, so we are going to be talking about chapters 8 through 11. And chapter 8 is called We Capture a Flag.
I wonder what happens in this chapter.
Yeah, I really, maybe it's about, like, baking a cake or something. I don't know. I mean, the title's a little misleading.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So we'll see. This one starts out, it talks a lot about the different camp activities, and I really wanted to know, we talked about this a little bit last time, but obviously none of y'all heard that.
Yeah.
So, Brayden,
yes.
out of the categories, but the categories that they talk about, the events they have, they have archery, foot racing, wrestling, canoeing, sword fighting, they have their climbing wall, and they also have basket weaving underwater. So, which would you be best at if you were at camp?
I think I would be best at, and I'm answering this as if I was like a pageant girl, I think I would be the best at archery, because I love archery, and I think I would also be really good at basket weaving, because that sounds like the least athletic activity to do, and I'm not that athletic.
So I can just picture you, like, shimmying your shoulders like a pageant queen would.
I was.
Can you talk about that?
I was just going here and here. Just sitting up straight.
I love that for you. Okay, I think I would be best at canoeing. I really, really like pushing my canoe away from everyone and just kind of being on the water by myself. It's a great way to get away from people.
Wait, you can't canoe by yourself, though.
Kayaking you can. I'm just kind of throwing kayaking in there with canoeing.
Yeah, no, that's why I like kayaking too, because I can be alone.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you could canoe by yourself if you push the other person off. Like,
that's morbid.
Just be like, bye, swim back. I want to be alone now.
Wonderful. Love that. Love that for you.
I like to think I'm good at archery. In PE class, we used to do archery, and I would wear my Katniss Everdeen, like, Mockingjay pin.
Yes.
And I'd be like, look at me, I'm good at archery. And I have this pin on. So I would walk around camp with that pin on and my hair in a braid. And be Katniss Everdeen on these.
Oh, no.
So, Percy's not really good at any of these.
Except underwater basket weaving.
Yeah, and I mean, he likes canoeing.
Yeah.
So, he is doing a sword fighting lesson with Luke, and, you know, it's hot, and he dumps some water on himself.
Hot.
And all of a sudden, he does much better.
Oh, you're talking about Percy dunking water. I thought you were talking about Luke dunking water on himself.
No,
that's why I said hot, because I can say that about Luke, but not about Percy, because Percy's 12.
Yeah,
I feel weird now. I was talking about Luke, not Percy.
No, that's okay. We know you think Luke's hot.
Oh yeah, Luke is hot.
But Luke did dump water on himself first.
Yes.
And then Percy's like, that's a good idea. So he does the same, and then guess what? He disarms Luke.
Oh.
Very easily.
Uh huh.
I wonder why.
I wonder.
Yeah.
You gotta stay hydrated. That's why water gives you power.
Hydration.
Get drated.
A good substitute for water is iced coffee.
No. Even though that's what I have been living off of mostly.
I
no.
I want my second cup today.
Hannah, no.
Have I had any water?
Hannah,
there's
no.
Ice.
Coffee is mostly water, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, no, Hannah, no.
So we're moving on. There's some really important information that gets talked about in this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So Percy's actively trying to gather more information, and he learns that World War II is actually a fight between the Big Three. That is mentioned on page 114, and Grover's kind of telling him all this.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And this brought up a discussion thing that I am still wanting to discuss. So, in the book, it says that it was Zeus and Poseidon versus Hades. This is World War II. Was Hitler a son of Hades? I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think he did what he did. Like, this is not to make light of the tragedy that actually happened, but we're talking about, like, in this book, in this fictional universe.
Yes.
Could you say that that's possible? And I think if it is, then his actions would not have only been motivated by who his father was.
Mm.
But the death toll that he caused... I mean, where did, you know, in this fictional universe that would have benefited who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not making light. It was just something that popped into my head.
No, and I think it's definitely what popped into my head when I read it, and I'm sure, like, that was part of why. I mean, it'd be very easy to say that he was.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I put the disclaimer that if you think Hitler was good, or if you think anything Hitler or his followers did was good, then please stop listening.
Yep.
And leave.
Yeah, we don't want you.
Leave, like, everywhere. Stop.
Just stop.
I had to put a disclaimer in there because I don't think Hades is bad.
No, well...
necessarily.
No. But he is the supporter of things that we as humans define as bad, which is death. Even though we...
Yeah.
So...
But it's just... It's, you know, the card that he drew. Like, he didn't necessarily... He wasn't destined to be god of the underworld. It's how it got divided.
Yeah.
And maybe if someone else had been put down there, it would have been different.
Yeah.
You know. So, in that, I put Hades as very underrepresented. He doesn't even have a cabin. He doesn't even have a throne. Mm-hmm. And that's part of why, you know, he's so bitter.
Yeah.
And why people perceive him as evil and think he's always the one out to get, like, out to ruin things.
Yeah.
So, anyways, did you want to say anything else on that? I mean, I think that's something to definitely think about. I mean, obviously, this is a fictional universe, and we're not trying to make light of any bad situation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the worst thing that ever happened, World War II. It's, like, one of the worst things that's ever happened, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have nothing else to add. No, I think you said it really well.
Well, thank you. I mean, I try. anyways, so this chapter goes on, and we talk about Talia, and it's really sad. This chapter, and it's like the tree on the hill bit.
Yeah.
It basically explains, you know, what happens. One of my favorite quotes is on page 115. It says, that it was in reference to Talia, it says she didn't want to live like a hunted animal, and I think it's really interesting because if you've read later books, just think about so she doesn't want to be the hunted animal, so she becomes the hunter.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. They talk about Orpheus, and I wrote way down Hades Town under that.
Yeah.
Hades Town is great, if you haven't listened to it.
I was just listening to it yesterday, yeah. I like
it
a lot.
It's so good. Wait For Me makes me cry every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You could play Wait For Me right now and I'd cry.
Is that a challenge?
It's a promise.
Just wait one time randomly during this episode, you will start to hear Wait For Me.
Oh no, well you can't see my tears. I'm not like a loud crier.
Oh, dang it, okay.
Anyways, page 15, it references Luke looking evil. Hot, but evil.
I was going to say evilly hot.
Devilishly handsome.
Devilishly handsome.
Yeah. So, page 119, Athena always has a plan. Woot woot. One of my favorite quotes on page 119 is Olympus had to have liability issues, right? Because Percy's like, wait, you're going to let us go out there with swords? They're getting ready for capture the flag. He's on the blue team,
yep.
By the way. He's on Annabeth's team. It's Athena versus Ares. A good combination. Mm-hmm. Percy's on the Athena team with, because he's in the Hermes cabin right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down that the Ares cabin, they're a bunch of bullies. They just corner Percy and, like, just beat him up. For the sake of capture the flag, just because they don't like him.
Yeah, and also I will put in that, like, I found it really interesting that Ares cabin, sorry, is smaller than we think. A lot of the cabins are not as big as we would think. Apollo and Hermes and Athena are the biggest, and that's why they're on a team together. Then everyone else is on another team, which just means that...
They mentioned that, like, Camp Athlete's numbers are really, really low.
Yeah. So I think that's really interesting, because that's, like, it's not something we associate with Camp Half-Blood usually. We usually think of, like, a big camp, but it's not.
It's really not, no. Yeah. If you read the second series, it kind of talks more about that. I don't really want to spoil anything too much. It's like some of you are just kind of going along with, because a lot of people find the musical and then find the book, which
yeah.
I think is so, like, so weird, but that's so great.
Yeah, well, I mean, I found the movie and then found the books, so, like, it's like another generation of that happening.
To be fair, I found the book because it was being promoted for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like, soon to be a major motion picture, and I am very pro read the book before you see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, good point. Annabeth's invisible on page 123. Guess who is one of the first people to figure out who Percy's dad is, because the Ares cabin cornered him, he went into the water, and then guess what? He kicked butt.
Yep.
And he healed. All his injuries were just gone.
Which, I'll give it up for, this is a point for the movie versus the musical, because the movie actually gets this scene right. Yeah, as much as we hate the movie actually got this scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the musical has to condense things for time.
Yeah.
Although I would love just, like, a 4-hour musical.
I would love that. Like what they did with Lord of the Rings? Yes.
Yeah, like a Lord of the Rings-like musical. That's a lot to ask of actors.
Well, did you know that there is a Lord of the Rings musical that is, like, 3 hours long or something? It's a long musical.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, a part one and a part two, like Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Oh, we don't speak of that. We don't speak of that atrocity.
I reread it for play analysis, and I like it.
No!
I really want to see it.
I mean, I would love to see it, but the... Okay, fine. Never mind. I was hoping you'd be on my side about this.
I was for a very long time.
Okay.
But things change.
Fine.
And Percy gets attacked by a hellhound, and then, yeah, and then guess what?
What?
They finally figure out who his dad is, because he gets claimed. A trident shines above his head, and he's been claimed.
Yay! And that's where the chapter ends, right?
Yeah, that's the end of the chapter.
Okay, so, and I want to make note of something at the end of the chapter about, like, myth history a little bit. Chiron says, Poseidon, Earthshaker, Stormbringer, father of the horses, hail Perseus Jackson, son of the sea god. So Poseidon is known as the sea god, but as you notice, he's also Earthshaker. And I should point out, this is because way before what we know as Greek mythology, there was versions of Greek mythology before. And
this is touched on in another chapter we're talking about. I'm going to let you keep talking, but then I'm going to bring this back up later.
Okay, gotcha. Poseidon is kind of, in those earlier versions in Greek mythology, like 1.0 instead of 2.0, Poseidon is actually the god of the earth as well. So it's like there's three levels to the world. There's sky, sea, and earth, and underworld. And so the big three do all that. But then, like, as Greek mythology got quote-unquote modernized for ancient Greek, Poseidon just kind of became the god of the sea. And that's why he's Earthshaker. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love... history moment.
And I have another slightly history moment in chapter 10, by the way.
Okay.
Which
I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, before chapter 10 is chapter 9. Because of who we can count.
Are you ready for joke number 2? Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9?
No, because 7 had cold, dead eyes.
What?
That's a Hank Green joke from a long time ago. You're welcome. Anyways.
Wow, okay. Anyway, so chapter 9 is called I Am Offered a Quest.
Wow, I wonder what happens in this chapter.
I know, right?
It's like Friends title episode.
the like one where. Yeah. Okay, so. The chapter starts off the next morning after Capture the Flag, so we just know that Percy was claimed, and Percy's kind of noticed that since he has been claimed, people have kind of, like, been off-puttish towards him, and he's like, why is that? I don't know why. Because he doesn't know the whole spiel about the big three yet. Well, kind of. But he knows that they weren't supposed to have kids, and he doesn't understand, like, how serious it is.
Or why everyone's mad at him.
Yes. So, he got moved to cabin 3, and the cabin that he's like, oh, hey, I wonder what's in here. And not, like, just randomly was drawn into. So he got moved into cabin 3. He was saying that, you know, he now has all of this freedom, but he's absolutely miserable because he's the only one in his cabin. He's the only son of Poseidon. also, it was put onto his doorstep one morning of a mortal newspaper with the title, Boy and Mother Still Missing After Freak Car Accident. And there's an interview in there from the one and only Gabe, our favorite character. Yeah. Our favorite character saying that it was probably Percy's fault that Sally Jackson went missing, and that makes Percy mad. Understand.
It makes me mad. Big mad about this.
Yeah. I wonder who did this, actually.
Who did what?
Put the newspaper down. Because it also, another thing is, like, yeah. There was, because there's a number in the ad that says, like, call this if you have any leads. And the number was circled. So.
Clarice, probably.
Or was it the friend that he gets betrayed by? Which, should I say?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, if you haven't picked up on it already, then, like, we're gonna keep dropping hints, but I don't know if we should straight up just say it.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, in the second Percy Jackson movie, when they gave away the spoilers from the last book.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look at these people who betrayed us. And that's, like, the big plot twist in the last book.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
You haven't seen that movie, have you?
I've seen it. Sadly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I screamed at that part in the theater. I was like, no!
Yeah.
So, it was probably, I don't know if this person is that malicious to just be mean to him.
Hold on, I'm sorry. With what this person did, and you're saying that he's not malicious?
No, I'm not saying
he's
like a bully.
He's delicious, but I think he's also malicious.
Yeah. I mean, I think when I say that, I meant, like, in a bullying sense.
Okay.
Like, I think he's a pretty, he or she is a
pretty I gave it away to he.
Evil person.
I think we've given it away practically.
A bully.
But, like, how did Clarice get it?
I mean, what's the cabin that is, their dad is the god of mail?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking, like, it was probably him.
Yeah, it could have been anyone else, though. They're all kind of pissed at him.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, anyway.
No one would have called the number anyways, as you find out later. Like, they can't have phones at camp.
Yeah. So, Percy.
It was Mr. D. Because he cares.
Percy also mentions that he has a dream, well, kind of like his last one with it, the horse and the eagle fighting, but actually now it's like two burly men fighting. And so he's like, I had to stop them. He's trying to stop them, but he can't. And
I wonder if the horse and the eagle he was seeing in the earlier dreams, I'm wondering if he's seeing the same dream, but now that the mist is revealed and he knows about the gods, he's seeing it in the way he was meant to see it.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I like that.
I just thought of that.
I definitely
should drink iced coffee for everything. You're awake. Your mind's racing.
But anyway, this dream is stopped by a knock at his door, and he's like, come in, and Grover comes in, and is like, Mr. D wants to see you. So, Percy goes to the big house where Mr. D is, and Mr. D is not very happy. Mr. D's like, you should not exist, because you are a child of the big three. If it was my choice, I would kill you right now, but, can't really do that. Also, I'm called to Mount Olympus for some important business, so I can't really do anything anyway, and Mr. D leaves. Chiron's like, well...
Can I mention my favorite quote?
Oh, yes.
On page 132, Dionysus makes a joke about, like, making Percy spontaneously combust, and Chiron's like, you can't harm him, and then he mentions spontaneous combustion, and Chiron's like, spontaneous combustion is a form of harm.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really funny how he has to, like, specify.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's bad.
That's not bad. Good. Not good. Yeah. So Chiron's like, yeah, so what Mr. D was talking about, like, yeah, you shouldn't exist, but there's a reason why your dad probably claimed you. You might have a quest if you choose to accept it. And Percy's like, what's this quest? And Chiron's like, well, go up to the attic where you had recently just seen the spooky movement in the window, because of course that's where you want to go, and talk to the Oracle. So Percy goes up to... Oh, I guess I should clarify. Before he sends him up to the attic, Chiron does tell him that the lightning bolt has been stolen.
Yeah.
I should clarify that. Sorry.
Percy goes, I'm just a kid. It makes me think of a Harry Potter musical, or the sequel, where Harry's like, I'm just a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah. So I should clarify, that's why his dad probably claimed him, because it was like, then... That's also why a lot of people are mad at him, because they're mad at him because gods can't steal each other's source of power, but a demigod can, and everyone's thinking that, like, Poseidon stole Zeus's bolt, so Zeus is like, well, he just happens to now have a kid who could have stolen my bolt, but now Poseidon's like, well, now I have a kid who might be able to clear my name. So it's a little situation like that.
Basically, Percy's being used.
Yeah, it's fun.
Get used to it.
Percy's gonna have some serious therapy.
Yeah. Olympus is liability.
Yeah. So, anyway, Chiron sends him up to the attic and goes to and sees, like, a mummy, basically. Like, a withered woman. Huh. That would be a good band name, by the way. Withered,
yeah.
Withered Woman.
Okay, if I need one.
A Percy Jackson band.
Band Withered Woman. Okay.
Withered Woman. Because you know how they have, like, Potter Rock, Percy Jackson Rock.
Yeah, Harry and the Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are we gonna have Percy Con? Like, they have Potter or Leaky Con?
I think there should be.
Well, LeakyCon kind of, like, includes other fandoms now, so...
Yeah, but, like, we should go to LeakyCon.
Harry Potter.
We should go to LeakyCon.
We should go to LeakyCon!
Okay,
I've been wanting to go to LeakyCon since 2011.
Wait, what?
Since I was 11?
Oh!
2011, I've been wanting to go to LeakyCon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's still going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Okay, cool. Any hoozle. So, Percy...
see our band's, The Withered Woman, touring at LeakyCon 2019, or 2020. I think, let's push it back to 2020.
2020, so we have some time to write. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can play the ukulele.
I can play the guitar.
I can also play the flute.
Oh my god, perfect.
We're good.
We're gonna record a single. We are.
I can play one song on the piano.
We have to do this now. We have to record, like, a single and put
the
it out in the world.
Moonlight Sonata, and that's it. Also, I can play the song When Ginny Kissed Harry from the sixth Harry Potter movie, and those are the only two.
So great, we'll just combine those two songs, and that will be our song.
They pretty much sound the same anyways.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Great. Anyway, Percy sees the mummy, and the mummy starts to tell, or the oracle, I should say, starts to tell Percy his destiny, his quest.
I have a destiny.
What?
Nothing. It's a musical quote.
Oh, right? Duh. I think so. Wait. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop interrupting you so you can get to your point.
No, I'm just trying to find the... Here it is, okay.
Like,
so it is...
Four.
We are, by the way, we're at like 45 minutes, and so this is gonna be a really long podcast, and I'm excited.
It's fine.
Yeah. So the prophecy is, you shall go west and face the god who has turned. You shall be betrayed... Yo, I almost skipped a line. You shall find what was stolen and see it safely returned. You shall be betrayed by one who calls you a friend, and you shall fail to save what matters most. What?
Nothing.
Did I say the wrong word?
No, I was echoing it like in the song, but then I just made it bad.
Okay, by the way, I was really tempted to play the clip of the musical that said the prophecy. But yeah, you shall be betrayed by one who calls you friend, and you shall fail to save what matters most in the end. So, Percy's like, oh, this doesn't sound good. He comes back down, and he only tells Chiron, and Grover, who's there, by the way, the first two lines, which sound a little more positive.
So, I brought up the fact that this happens a lot, like, they'll leave out parts of the prophecy.
Yeah.
And the one I referenced the most, so, in the second series, there's a book called The Mark of Athena, and there's this whole prophecy. But everyone's like, what could the Mark of Athena, it says the Mark of Athena burns through Rome, what could that mean? And Annabeth's just, like, looking down, like, I don't know. Who's Athena? Never heard of her before. Don't know who that is. Who is she?
Yeah, demigods, like, come on. Like, this is your prophecy. You gotta tell what your prophecy is. Yeah. Come on.
They're like, they know it's a bad thing. They don't like telling everyone the bad thing that's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Like, the beginning of the prophecy could be bad, but the parts that are definitely bad, they're not gonna bring it up.
Yeah. So, Chiron hears this and thinks about it, and it's like, well, you gotta go on a quest now to find this bolt. Most likely it was stolen by Hades, because, like, he benefits the most after a war, because people die. And Percy's like, I don't know, wait a second. If I go down to the underworld, I could possibly save my mom. Yes, I'll do it. That was his, like, whole mind thing. He has an ulterior motive?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the phrase? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, great. Chiron's like, great. One person has already suggested that she go with you. And guess who it is?
Okay, let me guess. Clarice?
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. Annabeth. That quest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my God. No, yeah.
It's Annabeth, and then also Percy asks Grover to come with him. And Chiron's like, the underworld, the entrance to it is in Los Angeles. And Percy's like, Los Angeles? I should have known.
And then, if you're gonna save the world, I'm the best person to keep you from messing up.
Yep.
And the first wise girl is thrown on page 148.
Yes. Any blonde girl, by the way, in this chapter? I forget.
Not in these.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, but yeah, and then Chiron's like, well, I think you should all get packing, and that's the end of the chapter.
Yeah. I have something to add.
Yes.
So you know in my grand plan how it starts off, I've always been a smart girl, or I've always been a tough girl. They showed a third verse that says I've always been a blonde girl. Or, you know, a reminder.
I've always been a blonde girl.
Yep.
Just some subtle passive aggressiveness.
Blonde. I'm gonna tweet that at Rob, however you pronounce his last name.
Rokiki?
Did you almost say kinky?
Yeah, I did. And then I stopped myself because there's no N in the middle of his name.
I'm gonna tweet him and say, alternative verse, I've always been a blonde girl. At Fox Movies.
Yes. But yeah, so that's the end of the chapter. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back for chapters 10 and 11.
Yeah!
Woo! And we are back!
Hello!
Okay, so chapter 10. We're halfway there with this special episode.
Yeah, special in that we just made it longer.
So chapter 10 is called I Ruin a Perfectly Good Bus.
Wow, I wonder what happens in this chapter.
Is this going to be our thing now?
The one where the bus. I'm going to start giving them friends titles.
Okay.
Okay.
So it didn't take long for Percy to pack. He left his Minotaur horn in the cabin, so he just packed his extra clothes and his toothbrush and his bag that, like, almost everything was stolen for him. So go camp.
Hermes cabin.
Exactly. And the camp store loaned him $100 of mortal money and 20 golden drachmas. Girl,
I have a problem with the only $100 thing, because on my tour that I went on for theater, we were given $100 for food, and that, like, just food. We didn't have to pay for gas or anything. Percy has to get across the country.
Yeah.
And you're giving him $100?
Well, it sounds also like the camp, like, booked him the bus. That's why I'm like, okay. Ooh, hi, car. Anyway, but yeah, but also, like, a camp that has, like, can loan $100. Like, I know $100, like, isn't that much, but, like, to a 12-year-old, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have given it to someone. They should have given Annabeth all the money.
They should have.
Because I'm just thinking...
Yeah.
You know, she's a lot wiser than I was at 12. If you had given me $100 at 12, that would have been gone on day one.
Oh, yeah. But also,
I
like...
I would have bought books, food, and it would have been gone.
Yeah. Though, quick question. Did they give everyone $100 or just Percy for the group?
I'm assuming... Let's look at how it's phrased. Okay. Because if it's only $100 for the whole group, you've gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Like... That's hardly anything.
Yeah.
For three people. I mean, Grover eats cans, so maybe. But still, that's only 50 for Annabeth and Percy.
Yeah.
Each.
Yeah. Anyway.
They did not expect that bus to last in the whole trip, did they?
Probably.
They did think that was going to happen.
Yeah. But this has been Olympian financial time.
They loaned
with interest?
Well, he can't get a job.
The strawberry fields, man. The strawberry fields, you gotta work.
No! Okay, if you fail, then, like, the interest goes up.
Yeah.
Dude. They're gonna bill Sally. Sally gets, you know, Sally comes home at the end of this, and she's got a bill from Camp Half.
Oh my god, can you imagine? Especially, like, the year-long campers. Oh my god, Annabeth has so much debt.
Her family can afford it, though.
But, like, does her family even pay if they're not supportive of her?
Oh, no, I guess not. She had to run away.
Yeah. So, like, she has so much debt. Poor Annabeth.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway.
After Luke's quest, you know, the one that ended terribly, they're like, a few days later, they're like, oh, here's the bill. We're sorry, but since these other people died, you also have to take their costume.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, and the interest is still added on.
Nice.
Yikes.
Oof. Anyway, so it mentions what everyone has kind of packed, and I want to point out something that, like you with the piano, Grover can only play two songs on his flute. Mozart's Piano Concerto number 12 and Hilary Duff's So Yesterday, which
I love that so much.
But also, like, that was a dated reference when this book was written. This is especially dated, and that's why I love it so much.
Rick's not hip with the kids.
No.
If this book was written, like, this year, would he be able to play, like, Mozart and then, like, Old Town Road or something?
I don't know. What are the new songs? I don't listen to the radio.
I don't either. Town Road, you know, that's the horses in the back one.
What?
Do you not know that song?
I don't think I do.
Look it up.
Okay.
It's not a great song. It's got Billy Ray Cyrus on the remix.
Oh, I've seen the art for this. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to listen to it right now?
Not right now, but I will listen to it.
But yeah, I don't know. What are some, like, songs from, I'm trying to think back to, like, middle school.
Moves so Like Jagger. Like, Moves Like Jagger. That was, like, my middle school song. Which I still hear at work.
He can play Bodak Yellow. Do you know that one?
Oh my god, it's like, what's the internet song right now? Despacito.
Despacito, yeah, that's all you can play on his Raid 5.
I love that.
I love that for Grover.
Yes.
That's pretty dated. I'd say that's dated at this point. That was like the song 2 summers ago.
Oh my god, it was. Oof. Anyway. Despacito.
It's kind of a bop.
It is a very...
Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Okay.
Me mumbling along, pretending like I took more than 1 year of Spanish.
Yeah. Anyway, so, right before they leave camp via, the security guard named Argus, who has eyes everywhere so that he can't be surprised, Luke runs up and he's like, hey, I wanted to say good luck, and also, you could use these. And he hands Percy some shoes that, on command, Mia? Is that?
Maya?
Maya?
Ask, do you have Google again?
I mean, it'll kind of disrupt you since you're also on my phone.
Oh, never mind. M-A-I-A, so Maya. I'm assuming it's Maya.
Yeah. It's the name of, I believe, Hermes' mom.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought it
meant,
like, open.
Maybe it did. Maybe I'm... Hold on. I'm looking it up right now on my computer. Maya, daughter of Atlantis and Pleione.
Wow.
I think this is the mother of Hermes. Or the wife.
Okay. Interesting. Or maybe, yeah, related somehow.
Yeah.
I wrote down, Percy said that the shoes, like, he was like, they even smell normal. And I'm like, what does a normal shoe smell like? Do you mean, like, a new shoe smell or, like, a used shoe smell?
Probably a used shoe smell. I can confirm.
Do these shoes smell bad?
Luke needs to wear socks. I will confirm she is the mother of Hermes.
Oh, okay. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Also, I want to think this is, I think this is really interesting, because at this command, the shoes grow wings, much like how in the Greek story of Perseus, Perseus also got winged sandals from Hermes. Percy is getting winged shoes from Luke, and I think that's a really interesting, connection.
That was definitely planned.
Oh, yeah. Though it's weird because
he's
there's
played in multiple ways, but...
yeah, and there's not too much like references to the Perseus myth. There's some in this book that I'm noticing.
Yeah.
There's some connections, but there's not a whole lot. And that's one of the ones that's like definite.
Yeah, there's some really obvious ones and then some more subtle ones.
Yeah,
and I think that's one of the more subtle ones.
Yeah,
like if you hadn't known that, then I wouldn't have known that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Annabeth's crush on Luke is so obvious. And what we forgot to mention that we mentioned last time is if you think it's cute to ship a 19-year-old and a 12-year-old, stop.
Wait, I thought, wasn't that last episode, last published episode that we mentioned that?
We might have, but we also, I feel like we talked about it more.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right, it was the last one, but here's just your reminder.
Yeah.
Stop.
Just stop. Okay.
We've all had a crush on someone way older than us. For me, that's Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If Zac Efron came over to me and hugged me, I would also blush.
Yeah. But, like, it's not... Yeah. Some of this fan fiction... Because I was looking at fan fiction right before I read the chapters. Stop.
Yeah. You should look through just the tags on fan fiction sometimes.
I don't want
to. Really, really great.
I don't want to.
And I think maybe we should start naming our episodes after those tags, but then we'd get, like, banned.
Yeah, we would get banned.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, going back to the chapter. So, Argus, the security guard with eyes everywhere, brings them to a Greyhound stop in Manhattan, very close to where Percy was living. Percy sees, like, a poster of, like, "Have you seen this boy?" and takes it down before Annabeth and Grover can, like, see it. And yeah. Oh, also, very important thing that I totally glossed over. Before they leave, guess what Percy gets from Chiron?
I know!
Riptide!
Yeah!
Yeah! Which Chiron says was a gift that Poseidon gave to him. And Poseidon's like, "Well, you'll know who to give this to when the time's right." And Chiron's like, "Well, I guess now's the time."
Hey, yeah. I know you didn't want to know, but while we were talking, I pulled up the fanfiction site I go on.
Oh, no.
And I'm under the Percy Jackson / Annabeth Chase, like, big category. Mm-hmm. And one of the tags on this is half-sibling incest.
I mean, you're not... wait, no. They're not half-siblings, though.
No. So, I'm under the Percy and Annabeth tag.
Yeah.
But that's not what this particular fanfiction is centered around. This particular fanfiction is centered around Percy and Nico.
Okay, yeah, they're half-siblings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what this particular episode is centered on. This particular fanfiction. Because the way Archive of Our Own works is you can search by any tag. So if I just search Nico D'Angelo, literally any fanfiction with him in it in any, like, instance, it's gonna pop up.
Yeah.
So yeah, they also tagged toys. I'm not reading that one. Oh, it's in a different language, though, so it's okay. Okay. Like, I couldn't read it anyways. I'm glad I can't read what this is about.
Good.
It's in Portuguese, if anyone's interested.
What is it called?
I'm sorry to do that to you. I just thought it was too funny.
Yeah. Well, wait, what is it called in case people want to go and read it?
I think it's in Portuguese, the title. Oh,
gotcha.
Let me look, though. Yeah, it's in Portuguese.
Gotcha. But anyway, so... yeah. Going back to the chapter.
Your R-rated commercial break?
After we've had discussions of, like, what should we rate to this podcast, because there are some that I swore in.
I'm sorry to everyone, like, under the age of 16.
16, like 14.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
this is an episode I'm not letting my brother listen to.
No. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the chapter, actually, we get the explanation from Grover of why Sally Jackson most likely stayed with Gabe so long, which is because of Gabe's smell, masks, Percy's scent during the summer, so that monsters wouldn't get him too much during the summer.
Well, and it's not even just his outward smell, it's his aura.
Yeah.
Like, he just has a bad aura, too.
He's a disgusting person.
He's just a bad guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if those wanted posters went farther than that. I doubt Gabe put much effort into them, so I bet that's, like, the farthest away from the apartment those got.
Oh, yeah. I bet he didn't even put them up. I bet the police people put them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Gabe had to put them up on his own, he probably just, like, put one on the door.
Of his apartment?
Of the apartment building and, like, on the lamppost down from the apartment on his walk back from the police station. And he doesn't have a car anymore.
Yeah. Nice. So they're waiting for the Greyhound stop, and it's raining, I should clarify. It's been raining for a little bit now. And they go get on the Greyhound bus, which, by the way, for those of you people that like to, like, crap on Greyhound buses, I happen to travel by them a lot, and I love Greyhound, so don't be crapping on Greyhound buses.
Well, I hate to inform you, but they're about to do some real damage to Greyhound bus.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, but guess who comes onto the bus as an older version of herself?
And with friends.
Mrs. Dodds.
And her two sisters.
Yes. Who look exactly the same, except different colored hats. And, of course, when I read that, I just pictured, like, the dwarfs in Snow White.
Yeah, but, like, evil.
Yeah, but evil. So they're like, oh, no, what are they going to do? We have the three fates here. What's going to happen? And Annabeth gets the idea of, like, okay, listen. They're coming up the aisle right now because they have to use the restroom at the same time.
That's how women do it.
Yeah. And this is after the bus has left and they're driving. So Annabeth is like, okay, listen. Percy, put on my hat. That'll make you invisible. Walk the opposite way so that you'll end up at the front of the bus and then you can jump out of the emergency exit at the front.
This is a poorly built bus if they only have one emergency exit.
Yeah, it's not a regular bus. And of course, Percy's...
So, is it a smaller one?
No, my guess is that the gods had prepared this bus a long time ago, because it does not meet safety regulations.
I mean, the fates are on there. They're probably like, oh, let's get the bus that's really not safe.
Yeah. So Percy makes it to the front of the bus, and the fates start terrorizing Annabeth and Grover, asking, where is he? And Percy, who is still invisible, decides to do, as he puts it, he should have been named the ADHD poster child of the year. He grabs the steering wheel of the bus and, like, starts yanking it.
He could have killed them all.
Oh, yeah. But he doesn't. He just starts, like, kind of turning it around.
Driven in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah, no.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Have you ever been in... I've been on a bus in Lincoln Tunnel.
Think I have, yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
Like, it's a scary experience without, you know...
Yeah.
Going everywhere.
Yeah, so he eventually reveals himself to the Fates, because he's like, hadn't stopped them from, like, terrorizing my friends. He takes off the hat, and the Furies start coming after him. And at this, the bus has already, like, kind of, like, pulled off into a New Jersey side road. And all of the people in the bus, like, running off, screaming... The demigods and the fates are fighting in there, and eventually our friends, the demigod, Team Demigod, gets outside, and right as, who is it, Grover realizes that their bags are still in the bus explodes with the fates still inside of them. inside of it, I should say, sorry.
Yeah.
They start running and they hear Mrs. Dodds calling for reinforcements, and they plunge into the woods with rain pouring down, buses in flames behind them, and just darkness is ahead of them. And that's where the chapter ends.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
I want to mention that on page 163 of my book, so it looks like, oh, I flipped right to it. Wow, this is weird. So that's the page where Annabeth gives Percy the hat and he sneaks to the front of the bus. But anyways, so it looks like someone left a pencil in my book, because there's a scribble on page 162, but on page 163, the scribble forms a lightning bolt.
Ha!
Like, it's really kind of uncanny.
Nice.
It's like right in the middle of the page. I didn't do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
I didn't. This book has been through, like, a lot of people have read this book, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Well, yes, a lot of people have read the book. It's a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, it is. can I just mention some, like, things throughout the chapter?
Yeah, totally.
Argus is definitely a Percibeth shipper. He, like, one of his eyes winked at Percy when he and Annabeth were bickering.
Yeah.
This is, like, the start of their real, like, how often they bicker.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, the first time it's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they have, this is where, on page 155, Chiron talks about the different ages of, of, like, the universe. And he said that this is the fifth age.
Yes.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
He said, because Percy asks, so what was it like before Zeus? And he says, because he's asking if there was a time before the gods, and so the time of the Titans was the fourth age, sometimes called the Golden Age.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in the Western Age, or Zeus's age, known as the fifth age.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was really interesting. And maybe something we can definitely, like, talk about later, because I don't really know what else we can talk about with that.
Well,
obviously, then, you know, like, Kronos.
Yeah.
Eating his kids.
And that's, like,
Zeus.
And that's, like, the generations of, like, who has kind of ruled over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Mythology is interesting. It's confusing.
It's really... It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe after we finish this book, we could do an episode just, like...
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. It's mostly gonna be me talking about Hadestown.
Okay.
But it's fine. I also listened to Hercules today.
Which is being turned into a musical.
I know. I love Hercules. Everyone talks about how it's, like, inaccurate, and, like, they complain about how the gods are, like, blue and purple and pink. But I love that movie.
Yeah, I love it, too.
The worst thing about that movie is, like, Hercules, his, like, body proportions before he's, like, you know, ripped.
Yeah.
His calves are bigger than his head.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a big leg.
He thick. He dummy thick.
Weird looking. Yeah. So.
And
there's some Latin in this. Like, he says, "Eat my pants" in Latin.
Which I was gonna make note of this. Okay. So as I was reading this, and I read through that, and the translation that they give is "Eat my pants." I began to think, like, does it actually mean "Eat my pants," or does it mean something else, and they cleaned it up because. Was Percy saying basically eat my, you know.
Yeah.
So I looked it up. The translation actually is "eat my pants," basically. But okay. I find it interesting because I think it's actually a Simpsons reference, the phrase. Because apparently, and I haven't seen The Simpsons for a very long time, but Bart Simpson apparently, he has a catchphrase of "eat my shorts." So, I feel like this might be a Simpsons reference.
And not to, like, bash on The Simpsons, but, like, that's kind of one of the shows that's just on TV, and I bet, like, Gabe leaves it on when he's playing poker.
Yeah.
And so Percy just hears it.
Yeah. And Percy's exactly the kind of age that, like, you start watching that kind of stuff and, like, start repeating it.
Yeah.
And think it's so funny, even if you don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, but then, like, if it is a Simpsons reference... He is talking about, like, eating something else, just a cleaner version of it, because that's what Bart means. So, yeah. So that's, there's that.
Well, I mean, there's references in later books, like, these kids swear so often, not just in, like, Greek, and then Greek or Latin. Like, they'll say, Annabeth said some words that would have made this person... cringe or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, they'll say it, they'll phrase it like that, so it's not like you don't actually know what they swear, but they say, the only books that I really can think of that have definite swear words are the Magnus Chase series, actually.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, there's definitely, like, they say ass and, like, damn, which are not big swear words. I mean, I can look at some books on my shelves right now that have much worse, but...
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's nothing like the swearing we did in that show we were in, but...
A show called Stupid... Or Stupid Something Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or as the clean title is, Silly Little Bird.
Silly Little Bird.
Silly Little Bird. All right.
Okay. Do you want to... So what's this podcast about again?
I don't know. But want to finish it out with our last chapter?
Yes, chapter 11. Oh, also, if we ever have any more questions about Latin, my friend who I'm seeing the show with, like, took AP Latin.
Hmm.
So, I got a source.
Okay.
For Latin knowledge. I might ask her if she wants to be on an episode. So, like, let me know if anyone's listening to this, if, like, you would be opposed to having a friend join us. I'm probably, if Brayden's okay with it, it's not going to happen anyway. So even if you are opposed, I don't care.
I'm cool with it.
Okay. And we can do it after the musical, and then we can do our musical review.
Gotcha.
And so I remember I said that this was the last stop on our tour.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they've added Boston, it's not. It looks like they're officially closing with Boston now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been nice to see, like, the last show. But, I mean, I guess I'm going to Boston now.
That's probably, Rick Riordan is probably going to be at the last show.
I bet he's going to be at one of the shows. They're there for 2 weeks.
But, like, the last show is a big deal. He's probably going to be there.
I'm sure. They're probably going to have a party or something. We need to get on the list for that party.
We need to go to Boston, like I said.
We need to go to that party.
Okay. Sounds good.
So how can we get famous enough in a short period of time?
I mean, I think we are one of the top Percy Jackson podcasts, looking at our numbers.
Yeah.
Because there's not many of us. And we do have a good amount of listens. So I could use that. I'm currently trying
There's more people who listen to us than there are at Camp Haplund.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, I'm currently trying to use it to see if I can get and to just do something when they're here in Minneapolis. So I will keep you posted.
Well, dang, now I need to go. We'll go up to stage door and we'll be like, do you know who we are? Do you know who I am?
Excuse me, just push everybody else at stage door.
39 followers.
Push away everybody at stage door.
We have 39 Twitter followers on our podcast account. You need to let us back there.
We have over 600 listens. Excuse us.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, like, you have more than triple, like, our following, and, like, you're much cooler, but, like...
yeah.
I mean, when in reality, we'd be like, we'd just stand at stage door and cry if they came out and shook our hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'd probably, like, when I met George Salazar, forget how to speak.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, Jarrell tweeted at me and retweeted my tweet once.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, so we'll get to chapter 11 eventually, people.
Eventually.
So this is a special episode, so, like, you're welcome. He tweeted something. He always tweets very relatable content, and I don't remember what it was, but it was, like, talking about why, like, silly reasons why you, like, it was, I can't remember it exactly, but I responded and said, is he cute or is he just tall? And he retweeted it, because that's the truth. Like, when you like a guy, like, do you like him because he's cute, or is he really cute, or is he just, like, tall?
Tall, yeah. By the way, speaking of our podcast, when you search Percy Jackson podcast, and if you are looking at just like what individual podcasts that come up, because there's like some that are mentioned by with multiple links because of their platforms, I believe we are the third.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's fun.
Good things and bad things come in threes, but this is a good thing.
This is a good thing. Yeah.
Okay. So, before you all leave, because we just keep talking about random stuff, mostly me. Sorry, Brayden. Let's go to chapter 11.
Yes.
In chapter 11, this chapter is titled, We Visit the Garden Gnome Emporium. So if I were to give it a friend's title, it'd be the one where they go to the Garden Gnome Emporium.
Wow, creative.
They start off lost in the woods somewhere in New Jersey. My birthplace. I was born in New Jersey. I like to mention that.
Oh, fun.
Jersey.
That was bad.
One of the first things I wrote down is that Annabeth has blonde hair, as mentioned on page 169. They bicker a lot, Annabeth and Percy, in this chapter. They're walking, and they're, you know, cranky and hungry and cold and tired, and it's rainy, and they're in the woods in the dark.
And they're never going to make it to L.A.?
Yeah, they're never going to make it to L.A. They have no food, no phone, no adult supervision.
Yep.
And they...
Just pick a direction. A direction?
Yeah, and so they are bickering, but then they go, you know, we're a team, right? And yeah, they're a team, and they start to compliment each other, and it's just really cute. Annabeth kind of breaks my heart a little bit in this chapter, because she just really, really wants to be good. Because mm-hmm. she said a quest is where you find out if you're good enough, and yeah. she just wants to be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is something, like, every 12-year-old can relate to.
Yeah.
Like, even at our age, we just want to be good enough.
Yeah.
That's all exactly. anyone wants. And so this is her chance to know if she's good enough, and Percy's already proved that, and she can't, like, she hasn't. In her mind, she hasn't proved that yet.
Aww.
Which is just so sad.
Yeah.
Then they find this place, and it's like a garden gnome shop, and this woman with, you know, she seems sweet. She invites them in. She takes them in. They lie, and they say that they're part of the circus. Well, I mean, Percy says that they're part of the circus, and everyone's like, dude, what?
What?
That's yeah. out of all the lies. So they lied and said they were orphans, and then they said that they were part of the circus. Like, orphans, believable. Circus, no.
Yeah.
So it starts to really drop hints at who this person is.
Do, 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 do. Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's called Auntie M.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also a pretzel place? Oh, that's Auntie Anne.
Yes.
That's Auntie Anne. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just hungry. So they go in, right? And since Rick Riordan is like a foreshadowing expert, he drops hints because one of the first things that happens is this woman, you know, notices Annabeth's eyes and says she hasn't seen eyes like that in a long time. And a characteristic of Athena children is that they have beautiful gray eyes.
And blonde hair.
And they go in because Percy can smell food. Yep. Grover's a little, like, sketched out by it. And they go in anyways, they go eat.
Which, by the way, how long have they been traveling for?
Not long. As soon as they got on the bus, the Fates got on the bus, too.
Mm-hmm. So, like, they're how only... can they be this hungry already? This is their first day.
I mean, I've only been to New York, like, a couple times, but I don't think it takes that long to get to New Jersey. And they're, like, barely into New Jersey.
Yeah.
If they just got out of the Lincoln Tunnel...
Yeah.
Like, is it... Well, does... The Lincoln Tunnel... Okay, we aren't from New York. We've been to New York a couple times. I was born in New Jersey. I don't remember New Jersey. Mm. But I feel like the Lincoln Tunnel is, like, one of the main ways you get from New York to New Jersey.
I think so,
or
yeah.
Or vice versa. Or, like, it's right when you get into New York that you go through that tunnel.
Yeah.
So they've only been in New Jersey for a little bit. And the Fates, well, Argus drove them from Long Island to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, if you consider them leaving camp, like, the last time they've eaten or the start of their quest, maybe I'd say it's been, like, 3 hours at most.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how long it takes to get from Long Island to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
But we could look it up, I guess.
I'm gonna look it up.
Long Island to New Jersey.
Yep, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. Maybe, like, Long Island to the Lincoln Tunnel. You know... But they haven't been gone that long, and how long have they been walking through the woods? I mean, it feels a lot longer when it's raining and it's cold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they're kids.
Okay.
Not been, what?
So, Long Island, New York, to the Lincoln Tunnel, is not even 2 hours. Percy, Annabeth Grover, you are pathetic. How can you be this hungry already? You are pathetic.
You only have $100. You have to space this out.
Yes.
You cannot be hungry every time you're inconvenienced. Grover, you can eat. Grover had a bag of tin cans.
But he left it on the bus.
But he would have started eating them on the bus.
Yeah. And throwing them at the fates. He was throwing cans at them.
Yeah.
So also wasting food. God. 12-year-olds really...
Oh my gosh, you do not eat food that bad. Just wait, it gets worse.
It gets
worse,
yeah.
Percy, every time he's hungry, he wants a cheeseburger. Like, in House of Hades, you know, where he's in a not very good place, all you can think about are cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they are seduced by food. They go in and they trust this woman because she has food.
I mean, same, but, like...
You should know better than to eat food when you're on a quest. Haven't you seen Pan's Labyrinth?
I actually haven't.
Oh my gosh, I've seen it like 3 times now. Don't eat the food. Bad things happen when you eat the food on a quest. Like, if there's food and there's an evil person, bad things are going to happen.
Noted.
That's all I'm saying. And yeah. Watch Pan's Labyrinth.
Okay, I there's another one coming out, isn't there?
Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
No. This is like an old movie.
Yeah, I know, but they're making a new sequel, aren't they? Hold on. I'm also gonna look this up.
Okay. Let me keep talking. So then this woman, Auntie M, not the pretzel company, she mentions that she has 2 sisters, and Annabeth's like, whoa, wait. 2 sisters, that means there are 3 of you. Bad things come in 3s. So Grover was already anxious. He's, like, eating the paper. Annabeth's starting to figure this out because, you know, she's Annabeth. And once again, she mentions the gray eyes, and she said, such beautiful gray eyes. Auntie M told Annabeth again, yes, it has been a long time since I've seen gray eyes like those.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Annabeth is like,
Yeah. By the way, they're not making another Pan's Labyrinth. They're making, like, another Dark Crystal. That's what I was getting confused with. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Jim Henson. Came out around the same time.
Okay.
I think.
But yeah, watch Pan's Labyrinth. It's in Spanish, but, you know, subtitles.
Yeah.
It's really kind of scary, but it's also really good. And if you like mythology and if you like war movies, it's good, too. I really enjoy foreign language films. I think that they're, like, it's interesting. To read a movie, I guess.
Yeah,
and sometimes they're it's nice to not like to listen to a different language. I find it really like soothing. So, anyways, I'm gonna not go on another tangent.
By the way, I hope you cannot hear me eating trail mix because I have been eating trail mix.
how long has it been? Not a time to get hungry. Yeah, so we're criticizing children for them being hungry. And Percy's, like, kind of started to notice that some of the statues look scared. Especially this, like, little girl with an Easter basket. This little girl was probably trying to find an Easter egg, and she ran across Medusa. Spoiler alert,
oh, no.
They're with Medusa.
Wait, what?
That's what they figure out. She's trying to take a picture of them. She puts Annabeth in the middle. I think Annabeth was her main target in this.
Yeah.
Like, I think the second she figured out who she was like, I need to get her over Percy. Like, she knew what Percy, she knew Percy was going to be on a quest, because everyone's kind of figured this out at this point. There's a son of Poseidon, and he's probably stolen something.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants Annabeth, because Athena turned Medusa into what she is, because Poseidon and Medusa were getting it on in Athena's temple.
Yeah.
And the gray eyes are mentioned again. That's something the movie actually, like, okay, so the actress who plays Annabeth, I think her name's Alexandria, she has really, really pretty eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her eyes are gorgeous. Like, I don't know if you, have you seen, she's in Baywatch. She's also in the Radioactive music video.
I've seen the Radioactive music video. I think we had this discussion before, yeah.
Yeah, maybe on the Lost one. But yeah. She has really, really pretty eyes. So the movie kind of got it. I don't know if they're gray, but they're like, you don't forget them.
No.
Like, she's just got really, I wish I had eyes like hers. and then they fight Medusa, and Percy killed her on, like, the first try.
Go, Percy.
But then, like you said, if you want to talk about, like, the mythology behind this, it's another Perseus reference.
Mm-hmm.
Because Perseus got Medusa.
Yep. And did the same thing with the shield and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Her name, by the way, her name is Alexandria Daddario? Daddario?
I think it's Daddario.
Okay. Sure.
She's in Baywatch. Baywatch is really funny.
Okay.
I like Baywatch. She and Zac Efron, like, are a thing in that movie.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What else is she in?
San Andreas.
I don't think she's a bad actress. I think she's a good actress. But the movies she were in were bad.
Yeah.
Only Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's good. They got the eyes right, although I don't think they meant to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they meant to get anything right.
No.
They get Medusa, and then they start, Percy and Annabeth start blaming each other for Medusa, like, well, your mom turned her into what she is, and Annabeth's like, yeah, well, she was your dad's girlfriend. How gross is that? It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
And it ends with Percy sending Medusa's head to Mount Olympus, and Grover saying, this is a musical does this. Grover said, I still think you're impertinent, and Percy goes, I am impertinent,
yeah.
And he has a major talent for ticking off the gods, and with that, they are on their way. And that's it.
And is that the end of the chapter?
That's the end of the chapter.
Woo!
The head to Olympus.
We did it.
We did do it.
We did four chapters.
Yeah. It's been an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Us on the phone.
Yeah. This
that's
will be
a long episode.
But I hope y'all liked it.
So the next time we're going to do chapters 12 and 13.
Yes, going back.
If I mathed right.
I mean, it's more counting, but yeah.
Yeah. Counting's hard sometimes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, sure. But yeah. Do you have any last final things to say?
Again, we apologize that this is so late.
Yeah.
But we hope it makes up for it. Shout out to, I posted this on a fan page for the musical, and shout out to everyone who commented. I think it was just two people. One person I know. The other person I didn't know, sorry, I can't look up your name, but you said that we were doing a really, really great job, and I really appreciated that. So thank you. Yeah, and just everyone who's been supportive, and everyone who follows us on Twitter. We're almost to 40 followers, which I think is really cool. And everyone follows our Instagram, and it's just really sweet, and, so, like, thinks we're doing a good job. We really appreciate it. We're doing this for fun, but you guys like it. So.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of, if you want to follow our, Instagram or Twitter, it's at Demipod. So, at Demipodcast, I should, so, it's like our name, Demipod, and then just add the cast at the end.
Yeah.
And then if you,
podcast.
Yeah. And then if you want to follow our personal social media accounts, for me, I am Some Brayden Stuff on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. And then I'm at it's Brayden Joseph, if I remember. I'm barely
on
Twitter.
I believe so.
On my Twitter, it's I'm at it's Brayden Joseph.
Mm-hmm. I'm Stay Hannah Liz on pretty much everything. Including fan fiction, I believe. So if you go on Archive of Our Own, there you go. There's my username. I have two fan fictions published right now. I just updated one of the chapters on one of them.
Nice.
So there's your hint. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
One is serious, one is cute.
Okay. I'll have to go on and read that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's see. Social media is everything. Yeah, I think that's everything. Cool.
So, we are going to try, hoping we don't have any more audio issues or illnesses. Part of the reason that we couldn't re-record is because I was sick and, like, Brayden moved and work, and it's just adulting's hard.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and upload on Wednesdays. This episode will hopefully be up on Friday, our special Friday episode.
Yes.
So yeah, and we'll keep you updated on our social medias about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So yeah. All right. Well, have a great day questing, everybody.
Have a killer quest.
All right.
Bye.
All right, and before we stop, want to do the thing for the beginning?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Do you want to start it, or do you want me to start?
I'll let you start it.
Okay. Hold on, I need to think about what I'm going to say. I had two as we were recording.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Ready?
Yep.
In this episode, we talk about finances.
Mm-hmm. We discuss 4 chapters of The Lightning Thief. That's a lot. We talk a lot.
And we remind you some things that are not okay to do.
Yeah, some things are not okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.